The Sounding Board presents Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
It's Damo's Dish time. Thanks to Cobram Estate, where we had the pleasure of eating last week, the premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. And Damo,
how good was that last week?
It was wonderful fun. Did you have a good day?
I want to go back.
Did you have a nice day?
Yeah. It was an amazing day.
Beautiful food.
The whole process of the harvesting of the single olive effectively through to watching it come out as an oil at the end of it. I was fascinated.
Like that, yeah.
I probably was too fascinated by it, wasn't I, actually?
And the meal was
like a kid in a lolly shop, literally. Yeah. Oh, the meal was amazing. Hey, I try and make these relatable, as you know, and as Brent, I think, appreciates from Cobram Estate, who's tried a few of these Damo's recipes, one or two with not great success, as he told us, didn't he, the other day. Pumpkin soup. Now, it may not appeal to some, but it appeals to me.
Oh, pumpkin soup.
Is that a yes or no?
I hate pumpkin. Hate it.
You like a pumpkin soup.
The only way to make pumpkin worse would be to put it in a soup. Make it more boring.
I want to make this really... Just ignore Hutchie there. We're trying to promote this, Hutchie.
No, you'll love it. And no, Sunday, most people love pumpkin. I hate pumpkin.
I did a batch last week, and then it gets better after being kept in the fridge for a bit longer too. It sort of emulsifies its own flavours and gets better. So I came off the Sunday Footy Show last week, got home, looking forward to it. You need some beautiful quality sourdough bread. You need this to accompany it. But basically, it's pretty easy. Just get pumpkin. Don't worry about what type it is. Cut the skin off it. And it doesn't matter if it's the butternut or the squash or the Jap pumpkin. Just whatever pumpkin you can find. Just get a bit of pumpkin. As much as you want. Don't be worried about quantity. Get a fair bit. Cut it up into chunks and you get your hands all nice and orangey after doing that. So wear gloves. Get an onion. Chop that up. A couple of cloves of garlic, Hutchie. And then what I do first, now this is unnecessary in some people's eyes. I roast that, and then you need the Cobram oil over the top of it, okay? Cobram Estate oil over the top of it. Roast that for whatever, until you get a char on it. Just make sure you get a char on it. You want that, you almost want it burnt on the edges. So then bring that out of the oven, put all that into the biggest pot you've got. Now you can just throw some water over the top of that, or you can use some vegetable or chicken stock. Okay, just cover the vegetable, so to speak, and let boil away for the best part of an hour or so. Well, when I say boil, simmer. It's pretty simple there. Just then get your hand stick blender, let it cool down a bit, and just blend it into a puree. And then you can do with it what you want. You need to season it at that stage, salt and pepper. You can throw some chili flakes on top. What I do, Hutchie, and you'd like this bit of it, I reckon, you need good quality chili oil in your pantry as well.
Yep,
just dollop a couple of spoons of chili oil into that soup. Then use some good quality cream, just again, as much or as little as you choose. But dollop that in. You're toasting your sourdough on the side. Lavish that with butter. And you've got a very nice, easy afternoon, weekend lunch taken care of.
There you go.
So you can spice it up. I'm going to call that spicy pumpkin soup.
Well, you did a great job of describing what I would never eat. Pumpkin soup. Now, everyone, it's their own.
I reckon if I put a bowl of
95% of people love pumpkin. I'm in the 5, unfortunately. But for those who love pumpkin soup with the Cobram Estate on the top, beautiful.
Yep. And the Cobram Estate allows that to roast, and then you get that burning char type, which I feel helps elevate the actual boring pumpkin itself when it comes to the soup part of it.
That was Damo's Dish. Thanks to Cobram Estate, magnificent premium Australian extra virgin olive oil.
Thanks for listening to Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Send us your suggestions or recipe tips to thesoundingboard@sen.com.au. It's all thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.